This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, usually we do the Chafetz Chaim on the Parsha. I thought I made copies on the Chafetz Chaim, Parsha's Chukas and Balak. I did, but I don't know if I have them. So with your permission, I'm going to tell you something else on Chukas and Balak. I got a Shaila last week from a Chashav HaBachar in the Yer HaKodesh Lakewood. And the Bachar wanted to know, why do we put Parshas Chukas and Balak together? These topics have seemingly nothing to do with each other. Chukas is about Paraduma. The end of it is about when Sichon conquered Moav, and once we bring in Moav, Agav Urcha, we bring in Parshas Balak. But still, the main theme of Chukas does not seem to be connected to Parshas Balak. I understand Matos Masse, I understand Vayakel Pekude, I understand Kedoshim, Achrimos Kedoshim. But Chukas Balak, it's an odd couple. That's why it was such a good question, I decided to come to Eretz Yisrael, where they don't do that, you know? But the only problem is, I'm missing Parshas Chukas. I'm missing Parshas Chukas. Anybody know of a good minion for Parshas Chukas? Anyway, and so I have the following idea I want to share with you. In Parshas Balak, obviously the main topic is Bilam is coming to curse Klal Yisrael. So what's his vantage point? What's the what we call the weak, the soft underbelly? What's the vulnerable point that Klal Yisrael would be susceptible to the curse of Bilam? So it says, Vayoshes Elam Midbar Panav. Rashi says, Ayin B'Targum. Look in the Targum. It says, Bilam was focused on the Chet HaEgel. In other words, the Chet HaEgel would be the vantage point. Bilam would hone in on the Chet HaEgel, and that would be the weak point that he could effectuate a curse on Klal Yisrael. By the way, it comes out very beautiful that we lay in Parshas Balak the week before Shavuos Batamos, because the source of Shavuos Batamos is the Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel happened on Shavuos Batamos. Haloi Davar, who isn't it amazing that we always read Balak the week of Shavuos Batamos? Because Balak is trying to utilize the tsar, the aver of Shavuos Batamos to curse Klal Yisrael. Fine. So now it's beautiful why Chukas and Balak are placed together. Because Balak is talking about how Klal Yisrael is susceptible because of Chet HaEgel. And Parshas Chukas is the paraduma that Rashi brings from a Moshe Adarshan, which is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. So we sandwich together Chukas and Balak. We put the refuah before the makkah. It's really beautiful that Chukas, which is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel, protects Klal Yisrael from the Klalos of Bilam, which are trying to take advantage of the Chet HaEgel. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining. When's Monday? Monday, regular class, okay? Be'ezros Hashem. B'siyata d'shmayim. Thanks for joining. Have a great day. And we still have to do smuchim miyad. But we just sort of did some of it, because we explained the connection between Chukas and Balak. Enjoy yourselves from wherever you may be. Have a good day, everyone. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.